Kids supervising other kids. Is it okay? Minnesota's law has something to say about that. Here to shed some light on the issue is Beth Ferrone of Cook County Public Health and Human Services. Welcome, Beth.
Good morning, Julie.
It's nice to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
To start with, what is Cook County Public Health and Human Services?
Well, Cook County Public Health and Human Services is a department of Cook County. Our offices are located in the courthouse, and our agency provides a lot of services, financial and social services, health services to the entire county. Most of our services are mandated through the state or the federal legislatures and things, but we do a wide variety of things.
Wonderful. Children supervising other children, that's what we're talking about. And how did this issue come to your attention?
Well, I am the Child Welfare, Child Protective Services social worker at the county, and I field a lot of questions from a wide variety of people and resources about a wide variety of things that have to do with child safety. And recently, we had several calls within 1 week with questions about, is this child old enough to be watching my baby? Or, you know, I'm concerned about my granddaughter. I don't know if she should be being left at home alone. And so we decided it would be a good time to do that little bit of a review about supervision of children.
Wonderful.
It's one of those things that didn't come in the parenting manual that none of us got at the hospital.
I remember not getting that manual. What are those guidelines? Is it a state guideline or is it a federal?
The statutes in Minnesota were set out. I think each state, I'm not sure on that, but these are Minnesota state statutes. So The Minnesota legislature set out guidelines for supervision of children. I think a lot of times we think it's just common sense, and really it is a lot of common sense. You know, a lot of us wonder, why does the state have to come and tell us how old our children can be to watch other children? But again, these are guidelines, and the state likes to make laws about things, but these are general guidelines as to, you know, as a parent, we often wonder when our child can be left alone, and you know, there's a lot of reasons why younger children shouldn't be left alone. And so these guidelines kind of lay that out. A lot of the decisions are made on the age and maturity of the children.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong at home if your child is too young. There can be weather disasters, or there could be fire or illness, or somebody coming to the door. A younger child may not know how to care for his little brother if all of a sudden he gets sick or throws up or something like that, you know. So there's a lot of reasons why we have different guidelines for different ages. For instance, any child 7 years of age or younger by statute should never be left alone at any time. They should always have supervision. And a lot of this has to do with their awareness of the dangers, and their reactions to being left alone, that sort of a thing. Children 8 to 10 years of age. So if you've got kids, maybe you can make a little notes on this if you wanted to know. So 7 or younger shouldn't be left alone for any period of time. Children 8 to 10 years of age are not supposed to be left alone for any more than 3 hours. And again, this kind of depends on the maturity of your child. Does your child have any emotional problems? Are they afraid of different things? You know, it might be that you want your child to never be left alone for a longer period, you know, until they're older, even depending on their health needs or emotional needs. It goes up to when your child is in between 11 and 13 years of age. The state statutes say that recommend that they shouldn't be left alone for any more than 12 hours.
Okay.
And then we get into sort of when can children supervise other children? You know, those are kind of go hand in hand with these. But the state statutes talk about children 11 to 13 years of age. They feel are generally old enough, depending again on their maturity, to babysit another child with the expectation that the parent or guardian or whoever is going to be back in the home within 12 hours.
Okay.
Obviously, you want to make sure that the child knows how to reach the parent or guardian, or dial 911, what to do in a safety, an emergency situation.
Right. Have those lists of phone numbers readily available.
Absolutely. Then as the child gets older, like to 14 or 15 years old, they can babysit for up to 24 hours, according to the state statutes. Again, as long as they know how to contact their parent or a guardian or an emergency person.
Well, and, you know, one thing that you said was these are just guidelines, and it's really the maturity of the child, and parents know their children best. And I think that's very important.
That's right. And the state does have these statutes because it is possible that a child, if they're left to supervise a younger child, because there's such a danger of things happening if there isn't adequate supervision, it is possible that this can fall into the range of child neglect, actually. You know, there's statutes for child abuse and child neglect. We aren't coming around knocking on doors, or like if somebody runs into the holiday station, you know, to grab their gallon of milk, we're not going to come in a the law enforcement's not going to come and arrest you, that sort of a thing. But there's definitely guidelines that could be used to make a case for child neglect if you're leaving your child alone for a long period of time that is not following these recommendations.
Right. What are some of the safer options for families that we have in Cook County besides leaving children with other children?
You know, using local babysitting services, using our relatives or our neighbors to help out. Finances are often a big reason why people sometimes leave children at home alone at younger ages, because it's difficult in these financial times to find adequate daycare services. We find asking neighbors and relatives is a really good option. Obviously, there are daycare providers in the community. The YMCA is here. That's not a babysitting service, but it's often a great place for kids to spend some good time.
Sure. Well, we have been visiting with Beth Verone of Cook County Public Health and Human Services, looking at supervision of children's issues. Beth, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I guess I would just like to say use your common sense, and if you have any more questions about it, if you're not sure of the statutes, we have a brochure about this topic on our Cook County website, Cook County Public Health and Human Services website, which is at www.cookcountyphhs.org. Or you can call me directly at 387-3608 or the Human Services Office at 387-3620 for more information.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, Beth.
Thank you very much.